News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, gets the week off, so I'll sit in the producer's chair during these fun Sunrise segments. I'll push the buttons myself. I'll mess it up, but we still get to handle it, and you still get to listen to some great interviews this week. On the news line with us now, Stacey Ossoski is on the line. She calls it a job. She's the public relations director at Knoebels, but she gets to go to Knoebels every day, or many, many days.
I do.
So good morning, Stacey. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. So as the region's starting to wake up, the amusement park's starting to wake up, and we're making our prep today for the next day of fun at the park.
Must be interesting, though, to be on the grounds at 5 and 6 and 7 in the morning when the fog is still settling in, and it's probably quiet, probably a really interesting time. Tell me a little bit about your job, this reaching out to the world and making sure that everybody knows about Knoebels.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful job to get to talk about a place that brings joy to so many people throughout our region. So it's, like you said, it's called a job, and it's something that how can you not love it?
And there are always so many things going on. I just can't imagine that is there like a week in February when your job is quiet? It just seems like all the year round you have activities and things going on.
Yeah, we don't pack up and go to Florida for the winter. So the second that the park closes up, we start prep for the next season. And this year, we had a little bit of a delay in our season. So, we had some delays in our projects, but we are absolutely thrilled to be able to be open right now. And our team has worked really hard to get to this point.
Well, you are open. You have lots of, I'm going to call them successful measures to make sure that everybody stays safe. Sort of walk us through the protocols, and they are actual mandates. You're enforcing them. You're making sure that everybody's got the mask on, under at exactly the right times. And walk us through that whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. So, before anybody can have fun in an amusement park, generally we have to make sure that some other things are taken care of first. And one thing that we can never really neglect is safety. So this is another aspect of us ensuring safety at the amusement park, just during a time that none of us could have really anticipated. So if you visit the park this year, which we certainly hope that you do, we have over 150 hand sanitizing stations throughout the park, thanks to a partnership with Geisinger. We have social distancing indicators in ride lines, so our guests can tell what a six-foot distance is from the family in front of them. We have rigorous cleaning and sanitizing routines that our team is doing an absolutely wonderful job on. You'll notice them walking around and spraying the cleaning solutions. And you mentioned, Mark, the required face covering policy. So all guests over the age of 2 must wear a face covering, and it's important for a number of reasons. It's important because we want to make sure that we protect our team, we want to make sure we protect the family that they go home to, and we want to make sure that our guests and everyone they come in contact with after their visit is safe too.
You are rigorous at this. I think you can probably go to some businesses where, masks are voluntary, not in a literal sense, but among the staff. We can talk about that Wanger store where they don't wear masks there. Tell us about the fact that at Knoebels, it is a law in Pennsylvania, and you're enforcing it.
So our guest services, security, and management team roves the park to ensure that people are following this policy. We want to make sure that we can maintain operations so we can continue this year and for years to come to be able to provide these memories for our guests. So we're really grateful to be operating right now, and we want everybody to feel safe while they're there. So, we are actively enforcing that policy, and that includes on our rides as well. And, of course, you can't eat or drink that delicious food and drink at the park with your mask on. So we know that there are times, such as when you're sitting down with your family dining, that you can take that mask off and take a little bit of a break and enjoy that ice cream cone.
Well, and your restaurants are open, and the various great treats that you can get there are open, so folks can enjoy that. There are just a few things you can't do. We don't need to dwell on that, but you did carve out a couple of things where folks are just too close to really do it safely.
So we do have a few rides that won't open this year, a few food stands, but we're operating daily with between 35 and 40 rides each day. The majority of our food stands, the majority of our gift shops. So we do have situations that such as like our ball crew ride, which is a ball pit, that won't open this year, or the bounce house known as our spacewalk won't open this year. But you know, everything that you missed this year, you know, we're going to do our best to get it up and running next year, and we certainly feel confident that we have more than enough for guests to be able to come out and enjoy summer at the park. You know, that's what summer is all about, getting into the great outdoors and you know, just enjoying time together.
As long as you have the train ride, I'll be happy. That's all I really require.
We do have a train ride. Nice, relaxing mile and a half into the woods. I even got to see some deer back in the woods the other day when I took a ride on the train.
Wow, is that what it is, a mile and a half? I know it's a good long ride.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Super. You're participating in the Spotlight Orange that's kind of being promulgated by the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, Lewisburg Partnerships, part of it. Tell us about Spotlight Orange, if you don't mind. We know it as a campaign, much like our Be Kind campaign was, where folks are being talked about and honored and named if they're really part of the solution these days.
It's a multifaceted thing. First of all, you know, we want to make sure, like I mentioned before, that businesses can maintain operation. But also, it's being kind and respectful to one another. So, you know, you might not be in that population that has to, you know, really worry about the effects of the virus, but maybe somebody at home is. Maybe someone that you'll come in contact with has someone at home that is. So, you know, we want to make sure that all of the spaces throughout the region are safe and we're following the guidelines. If we work together to follow these guidelines and you know, it's multifaceted. It's wearing the mask. It's social distancing. So it's not just one approach. It's following all of these approaches during the current situation. Being kind to one another, you know, be kind to the team members that can all work with each other and realize that they're doing their part to ensure the safety of our region and you know, being kind to one another.
Well, I have a feeling either one or more of the individuals at Canobos who are part of the team there, or certainly the organization itself, will be named as one of the bright spots in Spotlight Orange. So probably look for that in the days and weeks ahead. Well, you have a lot going on. You're still doing planning, and you got things coming up. I was so glad to see you sent us information about Canobos Joy Through the Grove coming up. And, of course, you guys aren't afraid to think big over there. So tell us about this thing coming up as we approach the holidays.
So we are so excited to have another season of Canobos. So typically, we have our main park summer season. We go into the fall months and eventually have our Hall of Fun event, which we do plan on hosting this year. You know, just absolutely beautiful throughout our region with the trees changing colors and wonderful fall food. So we expect to do that as well. But this year, we're going to have a Christmas event. We are so excited. You'll actually drive through part of the park and through the majority of the perimeter of our campground, and it is a Christmas light display. So families can visit, stay in their personal vehicles, and experience over 15 miles of string lights and over 400 light-up pieces. So we're so excited to have another season, and you know, now's the time. We just think now's the time to do it. You know, we want to make sure that families have something new to look forward to during a time that, you know, a lot of events might be canceled. Well, you know, we're thrilled to be able to offer something new.
What are the dates, and how can I get more information? I'm assuming, like many, many things at Canobos, it's free. So kind of walk us through that aspect real quick.
We will kick off the event on November 22nd or 7th, so Black Friday this year on November 27th. And there will be a small fee to drive through the display. It'll be per carload, and you can find out more information by visiting Canobos.com or any of our social media outlets. So we'll be providing more details as the event draws near.
All right. I know the Covered Bridge Festival is canceled, so that's always a big draw at Canobos. At this moment, what other activities are on the schedule?
We do have daily operation through Labor Day, and from that point, we have weekend operation on weekends after that in September, and then on the 9th of October, we jump right into our Hollow Fun event, which is Friday evenings. Saturday from 2 to 10, and Sundays from noon to 5. So we're looking forward to that, and then we'll take a few days to set up for the Christmas display when the park closes for the season on November 1st, and then we'll continue the fun with that brand new event that I just mentioned.
So you still have a lot going on. That's always important to everybody.
We do, and Crystal Pool is currently open as well, both of our campgrounds. So if there's a family in the region that just once they really take in the great outdoors, both of our campgrounds are operating daily through November 1st. Crystal Pool is open daily from 11 to 5. 900,000 gallons of refreshing mountain stream water. So definitely something else for families to enjoy.
Well, yeah, today it sounds like there's going to be a perfect week for dipping in the Crystal Pool. So. Stacy, anything else to add? You have an open mic. Any other important pieces of information? I'll go ahead and tell folks, Knoebels.com is the place to always get information about Knoebels and anything that is or isn't happening there. Stacy, an additional remark.
So we're just so grateful for everyone that's trusted us to come out to the park during these trying times and you know, have part of summer with us. So we're so grateful that people are choosing to come out to visit us. We're so grateful for our team that makes it happen. So just thank you so much to everyone. We're looking forward to continuing making memories with our guests this year and for years to come.
All right. Well, I guess they call it work, so we'll let you get back to work. And
thank you so much, Mark.
You've got lots to do. Thank you so much, Stacy. Thanks for checking in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
This is Stacy Ososki, Public Relations Director at Knoebels, Knoebels.com. Rigid adherence. They get called out all the time for being adhering strictly to masking and distancing requirements and really making everything as safe as they possibly can. And they are open. Pretty good-sized crowds, we're told anecdotally by folks that have been there.